compensation based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee Territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 5th. Hi, I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your hosts of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show, where every week we do a different genre, a different theme based on the weather and the time of year. And daylight savings has happened, and not happy about it. How do you feel about daylight savings?
You know, just as an avid farmer like myself, it's really important to my farming.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think when I was younger, I thought it was kind of exciting as something to look forward to. But when I was younger, I think it was just exciting because it meant that, like, Christmas was coming.
Yeah.
And the holidays, like, and the romanticization of it being like having Christmas lights on at 4:30 p.m. in December.
Yeah.
And seeing Christmas lights until, you know, 11 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of like, dang, I don't love this actually. Because it's the dark, correct me if I'm wrong, but the daylight savings is the dark when in the morning and it's dark in the evening, right?
No, they shift the time. I like to think of it as they shift the time up. So it's like breaking my brain. So it's lighter earlier and it gets darker faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, which is why it works for farming. Okay. For some reason, I also just feel like it seems darker in the morning for some reason in the winter, but also, maybe just because the days are overall shorter.
Well, and that's the thing is they shift it up and then the days get shorter.
Well,
and
yeah,
then the days get longer, and then they shift it down.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and by shift it up, you mean they do technically shift it back. Because in the fall, you fall back, because this is my mathematical way of remembering.
Yeah.
In the fall, you fall back, and in the spring, you spring ahead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's what. So now what is 6 was last week is 7 right now, right?
Yeah. Because
they fell back an hour.
My brain feels like it's breaking.
Anyways, dark.
How I feel about daylight savings is that clip from Community where they turn the clocks back and Ahmed's like freaking out.
Yeah.
And they have to like console him and he's like, ah, why do they do it? That's how I feel about it. I will say, I do love an evening. So I do like that my evenings get longer in the dark. I don't like it when I have things to do or I have to do things that I don't like school, and then it gets darker faster. That makes me sad. But when I don't have any responsibilities, I love a long evening.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, it's dark at 4 p.m. Oh, no, I have to curl up on the couch with a lovely YouTube video and a hot chocolate. Bah, humbug.
Sorry to be like such a hater, but a lovely YouTube video is just the craziest statement. Hey, I'm trying to get into watching more YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. What are we playing this week? Let's maybe get into that. We're talking too much about the weather. Anyways, because it's daylight savings and because it's dark out, but it's also week 9 if you're at university and it's crunch time. What I'm listening to a lot right now is a lot of ambient music. I listen to a lot of ambient while writing, while reading. I like wordless things that are in the background. Now, we're doing what I'm calling ambient tonight, which, you know, if you are also working on something, maybe pull up a reading, maybe do some writing while we do this show today. It's going to be a chill one. But we're getting into, we have some nice ambient at the beginning, and then we get more into some noise ambient towards the end. It might get a little spooky, but I think that noise ambient really fits well for this time of year as well. So we're going to start off with some nice ambient. I think the ambient artist that I listen to the most has to be Brian Eno. obviously everyone's gagged over music for airports, but a Brian Eno album that I listen to a lot, and especially while I'm reading, is one of his more underrated albums, The Shutov Assembly. I just really like the vibes in this one, and it's one of Brian Eno's more pleasant records. So one of my favorite tracks from The Shutov Assembly here, this is Triennial. Or maybe it's not Triennial. It would be if I was playing it on the radio. Now, by Brian Eno here, this is Triennial. Beverly Glenn Copeland there with Old Melody. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the ambient music special, aka if you need to lock in, this is the time to do it as we take you through some of our favorite ambient tracks. Beverly Glenn Copeland there. We were introduced to them through a professor of ours, Brandon Hokura. Shout out Brandon Hokura. And I feel like we shout him out all the time. But he owns a record label, Seance Center, with his partner, Naomi Okombe. And Glenn is on their record label. Was and now isn't. But had a re-release of that album, Keyboard Fantasies, done on that record label. And then Keyboard Fantasies kind of took off in a new way a couple of years ago, had a redoing of it done with like Arca and Bon Iver on it. And then Glenn kind of took off in like the weird indie sphere of music now. I bought a cassette of that album, Keyboard Fantasies. When I was in London, there was like a indie label market at King's Cross. And what's the label that they're on now? Is it Transience? Something like that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they were there and they had the Glenn cassette of this album. And I think that this album is like an album meant to listen to on cassette. I know that Brandon re-released it on vinyl, but I don't know. It's very cassette to me, and I don't know if you can also hear it in that song there. Speaking of Brandon, when we had him on the show last year, he brought in a special guest, a friend of his called Sandro Perry. And Sandro Perry has his own musical project called Offworld. This is not a track that he played when he was on, but this is a track that I've added to my own personal ambient playlist here. So by Offworld, this is Orientation.
Thank you.
Aiden Baker there with Drowning Not Waving. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. No, that is not the radio feed messing up or your speakers at home. That is the actual track. I am obsessed with that track. It's Canadian artist Aiden Baker there from their album And You Still Fall In. I love listening to Static. How do you feel about listening to Static?
You know, depends on the day. Monday morning, wake up, Static.
Static. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It just, sometimes when I'm overwhelmed, if I listen to like ambient static, I hate white noise and pink noise, but if I have like if there's an ambient track that's like static and like glitches, I love that, and that has become my new favorite glitch track to there listen to. Abby, I have an announcement.
Oh, what Skylar, whatever could it be?
It's time, baby, for the CFRC 2025 annual funding drive.
Skylar, what's the annual funding drive?
Oh, I'm so glad that you asked, Abby. So every year, CFRC, during the months of November and December, host a funding drive where basically we beg for money. No, I'm kidding. We try to fundraise money to supplement our operating costs for the next year. The funding drive, really, it's a community effort to keep our station going. We rely on funding drive funds for our operating costs for the next year. We're able to do a lot of extra things that we wouldn't be able to do, like upgrade equipment and have special programs and do more music stuff with local artists and do more podcasts, things that we wouldn't be able to do without the supplemental funding drive funding. And so every week, you'll be hearing from us about the funding drives. There's lots of perks and there's lots of prizes. We'll get into that later. But Abby, how would one donate?
Let's see if I can remember. You go online to CFRC.
Correct. You go online to CFRC.ca. And on CFRC.ca, you can go to our donate tab, our lovely donate tab. You can either donate, there's two ways to donate. Do you remember the ways to donate?
Is it online or over the phone?
No. You can donate through two different things. You can either donate directly to CFRC.
I remember now.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you're eligible for our prizes and our perks. Or you can donate through Queen's University and get that. Let me hear it on three, everyone. One, two, three. Sweet tax receipt. Exactly. It's tax receipt season. here at CFRC. We're going to get back into our ambient now. I need to mellow myself down back to the chill vibes. We're getting a bit spookier. I know that Aiden Baker track was already quite spooky, but we're going maybe spooky, maybe is not the right word for this track. Maybe a little emo for this track. Some wouldn't consider it ambient, but I put it in because I like it a lot. Have a nice life here. A quick one before the eternal worm devours Connecticut. a nice life there, a quick one before the eternal worm devours Connecticut. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. The ambient show here. I'm just going to let this track play in the background here. But I wanted to tell the story of when I was at the Louvre earlier this year, turned the corner, and on the album cover for this album, Death Consciousness by Have a Nice Life, on the album cover for it is the painting The Death of Marat by Jacques Louis David. Turned around in the Louvre and I was like, whoa, Have a Nice Life reference. And I like when that happens out in the wild, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy that all these artists are like repainting these album covers and then they're putting them up in art museums and galleries.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. It was a real like, wow, I bet that artist was really inspired by this album. Next up, we have a track from Ethel Kane's newer album, not newest, but newer album, Perverts. And I thought you might have something to say about that.
Yeah, well, we like Ethel Kane round here.
Do we?
I think this was... I mean, I do.
I'm just kidding.
I've mentioned it a few times.
Yeah.
I think this was kind of a fun album that came out because no one really expected it. And it just kind of came out of nowhere. She did the artist thing where she deleted all of her Instagram and started posting all these dark and stormy pictures. And yeah. I think that was also part of... Willoughby Tucker, but the it's like happening to everybody was well, I don't know, she had a phrase, yeah. I'm trying to remember, that was for this album as well, that just started appearing everywhere, and then the album came out, and then well, we played Punish, which is also on the album, like right when the single came out,
yeah.
Around this time last year, I think it was November.
It was late November, yeah.
Yeah, and then this is a track from the rest of the album, which is kind of a cool full circle moment since we played that single.
Yeah, I remember the promo for Perverts being really centered around those smokestacks.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't really understand. I don't think anyone can understand her connection with those smokestacks the way that she does. But when I listen to this album, the like industrial and like dark and black and white nature of those photos that she would post of those smokestacks, it's like a really like the imagery is strong and it links back to those.
Well, I think in some of her posts too, to just be like surface level about it, she talked about the industrial idea and like the smokestacks and machinery, and like was talking about romanticizing them the way that you would romanticize a person,
yeah,
and how she was trying to describe, and again this is like a very surface level description of what she was saying, like describe and show the beauty of something,
yeah,
so like mechanical and ugly and like an eyesore that you would look out onto on the horizon, and she thought that that was beautiful and like was trying to weave those feelings and emotions into the like noise on this album.
Yeah. Ethel Kane here, Thatorchia.
Thank you.
Ethel Kane there, Thatorchia, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing some ambient slash noise music tonight. Abby and I were just talking about how much we loved the aesthetics around the Perverts album. And I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry, just... I can't see your face, so I couldn't tell if you were looking at me or not.
Yeah, we just really like the aesthetics around the Perverts album. They're very, like what we were saying before, dark and industrial, but like rural industrial. Yeah, I don't know. You had more to say about it than I did.
I just said that I think it was a very like unexpected project, as we just mentioned before, but then I was pleasantly surprised. But it is very specific, I think, to a specific type of listener who would like something like that, and I think she knew that. But I liked it so much, I said my words were, I wanted to eat it. I wanted this album inside of like my body, you know. And I think that the aesthetics, as you just said, and the there are a few lyrics on the album, but the lyrics that are there, I think, are some of her best writing and the placement of the choice to input lyrics throughout the album was very well executed.
Yeah, the album's not for every Ethel Kane fan. And we were just talking about how when it came out, there was sort of this big thing in the Ethel Kane fandom spaces that's like, you're not a real Ethel Kane fan if you only like Preacher's Daughter and American Teenager and you don't like Perverts. And it's like, well, people can like her pop album and not like the industrial noise album. I think that's actually a fine stance to hold.
Yeah, and it can, a lot of people were pushing back about that because they were saying Perverts was commenting on that exact thing, like it was a call out to American Teenager fans.
Yeah,
but I think it can still be that, and then that can still be a factual thing.
Yeah,
of like, if it is calling that out or if it is supposed to do that, it can be doing that. Well, that exact action that you just said of only liking Preacher's Daughter can still occur, like, you know what I mean? Both of them can happen at the same time. So it's not a like one or the other thing of like, okay, everyone has to like all of this, or, you know, no one likes it. It's, you can have both of those things happening, which is why I don't think there is really a need for the conflict at all.
Big like, fan of pop music. People are allowed to just like pop music. I say, as we do an ambient noise show. we're nearing the end today. I just wanted to promo the funding drive one more time, as it is our first funding drive show of 2025. So I'm going to open this booklet and read out the random ad that my finger lands on. Oh, the ad that my finger landed on was CFRC is super old. CFRC celebrated its 103rd birthday on October 7th, and gosh, some of our equipment is almost that old. Unk moment. Modern equipment and software cost money, and we need to upgrade to have the best possible equipment to serve our listeners. Please consider a gift of $50 or more. I'm going to put an amendment in there. You know, it's great if you donate $50 or more, but anything helps, really. But if you'd like to consider a gift of $50 or more, thank you so much. Because access to modern studio equipment is critical for top-notch programming and to help local artists gain access to affordable recording spaces. Visit cfrc.ca today and donate two ways, either through Queen's University to get a
sweet, sweet tax receipt.
Good. Or donate directly through our website to get amazing free gifts from CFRC and local sponsors, plus up to 50 chances to win more raffle prizes. You have lots of time, though. 2 months is a lot of time. So we'll be doing this all throughout November and December. Our last track here, technically playing two tracks, but our last track is called The Disintegration Loops by William Basinski. Now, one of my favorite ambient albums to listen to is the disintegration loops. If you haven't heard of it before, it's essentially a tape loop recording played until the tape has nothing left on it. So the tape is disintegrating as it's played, and it's just looping as it's played. The album was finished on September 11th, 2001. So the album cover is a picture of the attacks from William Basinski's apartment that he took. And then the album was sort of dedicated to the victims. And also, like, anyways, its history has been intertwined with mm-hmm. September 11th. But outside of that context, it's beautiful. Highly recommend listening to the entire album. It's really long, but it's such a lovely gradual fade to nothingness. And Abby and I have used many things from the disintegration loops and inspiration from the disintegration loops in many artworks that we have made. I was listening to the album the other day, Abby, and I got like a weird, like, I should be on stage right now.
Yeah.
Because the disintegration loops was playing.
I was just looking at the album cover right now as you were talking, and that's how I felt.
Yeah. It's you'll feel it when I start playing it, because this is the piece that we used in a performance piece that we did. We used the music from this. And so it's just weird that now I have that relationship to it, where usually it's a calming album for me, but now it sounds like a jolt of like, ah, I should be performing. Yeah. But anyways, we're going to finish off with the first track, and then it's going to fade into the last track from the album. We don't have the time to play the entire last track, but I wanted to give you a taste of both the beginning and the end of the album. Hope you enjoyed this week. We'll be back next week with some more mainstream music. I'll say, we're thinking of, should I spoil it?
If you want, but yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm gonna do it, so.
Okay, we're gonna do a wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald November. So we're going back into some folk rock next week. But thanks for joining us for our chill / scary vibes show. And anyone out there who's been working or reading, all the best of luck to you. William Basinski here, The Disintegration Loops, 1.11.
Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
The Kingston Potters Guild is holding their annual holiday sale in the Tet Center Malting Tower on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Over 20 local potters will be in attendance. Visit us on Thursday from 5 till 9, Friday 10 till 7.